From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting as Donald Trump prepares for his first visit to the White House Thursday as president-elect. Thousands of people are protesting his victory with marches in several large U.S. cities Wednesday night.
Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Go away!
Many of the protesters say they are upset because of statements Trump made during the presidential campaign. No one from the Trump staff has commented on the protests, but losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has told voters they owe Trump an open mind and a chance to lead.
We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
Trump will meet with President Barack Obama Thursday to begin the gradual transfer of power so that Trump is ready to be sworn in on January 20th. Obama said he is rooting for Trump's success and has ordered the White House team to work as hard as they can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect. Despite winning the U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump appears to be losing the popular vote. As the vote counting continued across the country, Hillary Clinton held a narrow lead in the popular vote, according to unofficial results tallied by the Associated Press. In Washington, this is VOA News. European Council President Donald Tusk